And as a particle physicist, tell us a little bit about actually what the LHC is all about, please.
The LHC is a gigantic experiment. It's the biggest experiment that's ever been staged. And we're going to collide protons together and try and find out about the early universe and particles.
So when you say try and find out about the early universe, why do we need to find out about that specifically? What's different then that's not around today?
There were particles around, we think, that decay very quickly. So they've decayed, they were produced in the early universe and they've all decayed away now. And we'd like to produce them and study them.
What are these particles?
Well, there are actually various things we'd like to see. One example is the famous Higgs boson. That's the one that's responsible for fundamental particles getting mass. The theories all tell you that the particles have to be massless, and of course we know that's not the case. And the Higgs boson is the missing piece of the puzzle that would explain why the other particles have mass.
Well, let's just sort of drill down into what we mean by fundamental particles and what's inside atoms and things. So sort of working outwards inwards. So we have an atom, and this has got a nucleus, protons and neutrons in it, and electrons around the outside. So take me from there further inside.
Okay. Yeah, we have this atom. So let's go down into the centre, the central positive core, and that's made of protons and neutrons, and they have structure within them as well. If you zoom down, you can see three little point-like type things in the protons and neutrons. They're called quarks, and they're kind of held together by some strong, sticky quantum force that's holding them together.
We don't actually know what that force is, presumably.
We know quite a lot about it. It's the strong nuclear force. And in fact, by blowing them apart, you can tell quite a lot about what that thing is.
And how do we know that those quarks are the simplest, smallest thing? How do we know there are not things that make up the quarks themselves?
Yeah, we don't. Well, all we know is that they look simple down to, 10 to the minus 15 metres. So, that's less than a billionth of a millimetre. And you can't see any smaller dots at that scale than those, but you can't just say for sure. I mean, perhaps if you look, even have an even bigger microscope than the LHC, you will see substructure, and that's one of the things we want to check, actually.
So although the LHC is effectively an atom smasher and it's creating enormous amounts of energy, effectively it's behaving as a microscope because you're blasting particles to pieces, and this makes the components that make up those particles come out so you can see them.
That's the idea. It's a weird paradox that to see smaller things, you have to build bigger and bigger machines to get to higher and higher energies, and then you can probe things really deeply.
So does this mean if the LHC doesn't bear fruit, we're going to potentially have to build a bigger one? Or do you think that this is going to basically answer the question once and for all, what is the fundamental nature of matter?
It's going to answer the question about the Higgs boson, in my opinion. We already know from indirect signals and previous data roughly what mass this Higgs boson has, and you can calculate and see that the LHC is going to have enough energy now to produce them. So if the Higgs theory is wrong, then there'll be something else there that, that'll be even more exciting, actually, and we'll be able to investigate that. There are other possibilities, like producing dark particles of dark matter, which is a bit more speculative, and that would be extremely interesting too.
When you're mentioning the work of Peter Higgs, who was the scientist at Edinburgh University who came up with this notional particle that everyone wants to see but no one has ever detected, how does that fit into the big picture? What actually is it, and what does it do?
Okay, so particles, which we imagine as little dots travelling around, are actually, when you look into it, they're ripples on a field that's throughout all of the universe. So an electron, for instance, we might see it as a particle, but if you look at it really closely, it looks like a kind of ripple in some sea, electron sea, that's all throughout the universe. And we have the same thing for the Higgs boson. The idea is this kind of sea, this jelly throughout the universe. When the universe is small and hot, it's runny. Other particles can zip through it without noticing it. As the universe gets bigger, the jelly kind of condenses. This is the special thing about the Higgs. And other particles can feel it and have to be kind of pushed through it. And Newton told us that, when you have to push something along, it has inertia and therefore mass. And so these Higgs particles and fields, they kind of drag other particles and give them mass. That's the idea.
So this would be almost like a parachute on the back end of a big vehicle or something. It's almost like a drag force.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is it everywhere?
Yeah, all of these fields exist throughout all of the universe.
So when you say you're going to create the Higgs particle in the LHC. Mm. If it's everywhere already, what are you doing?
So the field, the C, is there, but what you want to do is create a little ripple of it, which is the particle itself. So a localised wave, if you like, that is the actual particle.
So you're not actually making the particle, you're just making it show itself by disturbing the field that it normally creates.
That's absolutely right.
And so if it does pop up, you make these ripples, what are you actually going to see? How would you see those ripples?
Okay, so this Higgs particle, if you produce it, it decays very quickly, within 10 to the minus 20 seconds, so incredibly fast. And it decays into other ordinary particles, which you see come out of the collision point, and there's lots of electronics and stuff built around that to track these things coming out. And what you have to do is look at their energies and infer back to, you know, what happened at the interaction point. And basically, what will happen is, if you produce a Higgs boson, they'll come out with half of its mass. Each, roughly speaking, each particle will have half its mass. So you add the energies up of these two things, and of course there's all sorts of things happening, but over 1,000 billion events, 1,000 billion collisions, you should see a lot of them coming out with the same kind of energy, and you know, you have to extrapolate back to find the Higgs.
And what will it mean to the field of particle physics if you don't see the Higgs boson when the LHC gets up to full working capacity?
It will mean that a lot of textbooks have to be rewritten, and it'll be extremely exciting.
And expensive, potentially. What would be another explanation? Is there a sort of counterpoint? There's the Higgs theory. Is there any other way of thinking about it?
There are some other contenders, but nothing anywhere near as successful in terms of the Higgs. I personally believe the something like the Higgs theory. So another example is, it's going to be difficult to explain. There are two quarks, actually, that have become very tightly bound together, and they can act like a Higgs. So even though it isn't really a fundamental particle, it still looks a bit like it. I mean, whatever you cook up, whatever theory you cook up, it's got to behave in some way like the Higgs, because they're indirect signals from previous data.
And is that basically what you'll be working on with the people at the LHC, or have you got your own suite of things that you're also interested in, your sort of pet topic?
My pet topic is actually supersymmetry. So this is a theory which goes one step beyond the Higgs and explains why it's so light, actually. You'd expect it to be a billion times heavier just from quantum fluctuations, unless you know, something happens in the theory to keep it light. And supersymmetry is an example of something that works very well with that. And it predicts lots of new particles. It can predict, one of the particles can be the dark matter particle, the one that's out there in the universe that, you know, astrophysical observations tell us there's some weird stuff out there that we can't see. You know, it's transparent, but it has gravitational force. And we might be able to produce some of those, hopefully.
Sounds a bit dodgy, though, Ben, to be working on science that's based on science that hasn't even been proven yet. But I guess that's cosmology and particle physics all through, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And that's why we need to do the experiment to check it. I mean, this particularly is very speculative, and I'd give it about a 50-50 chance. So, you know, you have to throw your dice and take your chances.
Thank you. That's Ben Allanak. He's a physicist from the University of Cambridge.
Fancy listening to the naked scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Mm-hmm. Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.